Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of Bachelors in the City. We got good news.
We got some great news, guys.
Good news. It's a good day. What's that meme with it's a good day? It's that rapper, right?
Ice Cube.
Today was a good day. And we're going to get into it of why it was such a good day. But before we do, we are going to talk a little bit about a little conversation that Dusty and I got into about space and the ocean.
Boom.
You guys may think that's extremely random, and it is. But I think you're going to think it's pretty interesting too after you hear this. So stay tuned. Got our third roommate, of course. And bum bada bum 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 for the good news, we found our new apartment.
Our new apartment, guys. It's been stressful as beep. Guys, I get so stressed moving. I hate moving. I just say lock me into a 5-year lease. Like shit, I don't want to move at all.
They say I heard this recently. My dad, I think, told me that just behind, you know, losing a loved one, moving is the second most stressful thing that human beings go through.
Really?
Yeah.
See? You see? You're looking at me. I know you've been stressed, but I've been really stressed. Like, I don't want to do anything. Pete's been trying to, you know,
get me to I've been going on trips.
Pete, guys, if you want to live with a guy that's all about adventure, oh, man, like you have Christmas, you spend crazy money on Christmas for the family and loved ones, and, you know, then it's like, hey, Pete, like, I'm not much of a New Year's Eve kind of guy. We even talked about it on the podcast, and Pete's like, no, we're gonna do something extravagant, top notch, and we do.
And you loved it. Okay,
so I did.
Thank you.
And then I'm like, Pete, okay, I want to chill January. I don't want
to do real quick. Let's just tell everyone what my Christmas present to you was. So I was just trying to have you use your Christmas. So guys, I get passes obviously as an airline pilot, and I have, you know, buddy passes that I can give out, which are limited throughout the year, or I can pick two people to give unlimited passes to fly as much as they want, right? Well, I picked Dustin, my best friend, for one, you know, one of those passes. And I was like, all right, man, this is your Christmas present. Merry Christmas. Now let's use the Christmas gift.
It is a great gift.
So that's the reason I even asked you. I know you're going with this story. That's why I even asked you.
I know. Yeah. And thank you. I appreciate it. I'm going to use the hell out of them too. You best believe it. But yeah,
we'll see about that because he's 0-1. I just did a trip to Breckenridge and he didn't come.
Because I've been stressed about moving. He goes on a ski trip. And I'm like, I just don't feel comfortable going on a ski trip having fun when we don't know where we're going to live.
See, if you have the mindset, it's all what you put out there. I knew it was all going to work out. There was no reason to stress, even though I was a little stressed.
I would have had more of a panic attack. I would have hyperventilated. I would have been a wreck. I don't like to have fun until I get things figured out. But we got to figure it out. We got a nice spot.
Let's walk them through what we did.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so we had started looking for a spot.
Well, actually, it's funny. Well, this was the other day. Pete's like, hey, I got us an appointment to go look at this apartment. I'm like, cool. Sounds good. Let's go check it out. All right. You know, I'm like, okay, 1 o'clock, that works. I could move stuff and whatnot. Then he just pulls out 4 other showings out of his ass. I'm like, we literally
spent it's magic.
But guys, we spent 5 hours looking at all these places. And like,
I low-key thought like something was really wrong with you. Cause like I kept asking you throughout the day, I'm like, dude, are you okay?
Like, I haven't
did I do something? Like, are you okay? You seem really mad.
And guys, we a lot of transportation, a lot of moving, it's cold. And for cars, we took a couple taxis. I get motion sickness a lot of times in the city and being a car in the car. And I'm having to do emails and text people. And I'm getting so nauseous. And this whole time, I'm just hating Peter for bringing, like, this was supposed to be one showing. And we're doing like 5. It took like 5 hours, honestly.
The funniest shit about that entire day was when finally we had like a 30-minute break for food. And we go and we're like, yeah, let's go get some food. And I'm like trying desperately to like really eat a lot healthier this year in the new year. And Dustin's like, hey, there's McDonald's. I'm like, shit. Like, but we also didn't have that much time. So we go to McDonald's and I was like, you know what? I'm going to be good. I'm not going to get anything. I'm going to continue intermittent fasting. I hadn't eaten anything yet. Dustin gets this delicious looking Big Mac and fries and Coke. And then we're outside walking to the next. They're knocking to the next showing. And I'm just like talking with Dustin. Like, dude, like, I don't know why. Like, I struggle sometimes, you know, like I haven't had the best diet and like, I want to, like, I don't know why. Like I struggle. It's one of my struggles in life. And he's like, well, it's just, you know, it's just one.
I have a mouthful of Big Mac and fries just stuffed in it. I'm talking caring. With someone. He's and I'm like, you know what your problem is, Pete? You got no self-control at all. I'm like shitting on him.
And I just start losing my shit because Dustin is saying this and he has the biggest mouth full of food and he's just like talking and taking a sip of his Coke and trying to teach me a life lesson as he's indulging in McDonald's. And I don't know. It was so funny. Has nothing to do with looking for an apartment. But we then went to our next spot. We found some cool things. We're getting to the point where like, listen, we're moving out here. January 31st, it's coming. I'm working, you know, a lot of these days and who knows if I'm gone. And so we were like, we felt the pressure. Anyways, long story short, we found the last spot we go to yesterday. I told Dustin too, I was like, you're going to like this one.
You told me I was going to like the one before then too, which was nice.
It was a little small. The thing with New York is you can't fit king bedrooms in a lot of space. Like a lot of places don't let you fit king beds in the bedroom. They're so small. So that was really like inhibiting us to find a place, you know, because we didn't want to get rid of our beds. I love my bed. And so we were going to this new one and I was like, you're going to like this. You're going to like this. We get there. I actually hadn't seen it yet. I had just seen it on like the brochure, like on Street Easy and freaking loved it. Just like awesome. The perfect vibe. Outdoor place. It's perfect. And so we got our spots.
Got a good deal. Got the Rat Pack.
We got the Rat Pack together and it's going to be perfect. It's going to be a really good spot. It's just, you know, when you have a good vibe about something, a good feel, well, I have that for this. And so we have our new place, our new home coming February 1st.
Very soon.
Very, very soon. I'm looking forward to you, Dustin, giving me some more life lessons. I'm leading by example. Okay. I really appreciate that, man.
Yeah, anytime, man. Anytime. Yeah. Let's get into this episode. So, guys, the other day, I get these notifications on my phone whenever we get mail. I get photos of what's in the mail. I see the names, you know, Dustin Kendrick this, bills. I see some Peter stuff. But I saw something in the mail. And it was from freaking NASA with Peter Weber's name on there. So
guys, I have a big announcement that I'm ready to share with you. I wish I could say I was
about
to go.
What was that? You never told me.
No, actually, I actually just saw it recently when I got the mail. I subscribed to a lot of NASA, just NASA and aviation type magazines. And so it was just an envelope that had to do with that. I wish it was an invite to come and pilot a, you know, the first mission to Mars. That was always like a childhood dream of mine. But I don't know. I've always thought. So I guess to further this, Dusty and I have been talking about. Okay, what's more interesting, space or the ocean? And I'm 100% about space. I have always been fascinated. I'm actually. I guess not technically going to space, but in 2024, I believe, you guys can follow along. I'll obviously be posting more updates as we get closer to the date. But so I'm partnering up with a really great company, Worldview Space, that is offering more affordable trips, essentially, up into space, kind of competing with SpaceX type thing. And so it's going to be essentially a capsule that essentially just flies up into space via a balloon. It floats up into space and comes back down. And this huge balloon inflates, right? And brings it up and then it goes back down. I think it's like a 4 to 5 hour mission. Essentially, you have dinner up there, 100,000 feet up in the air. You're in the stratosphere. And you're not weightless. You're not quite high enough for that, but something I'm really looking forward to. And so I just have always been very, very interested in space and all the mystery, everything from the Apollo missions and now going to Mars and everything.
And what's outside of our universe?
So
and,
yes, that's the craziest thing.
Yeah. We can start small. Yeah. What's outside our planets? What's outside of our little, our little nine planet galaxy? What's outside the Milky
Solar
Way?
Solar system.
Sorry. What's outside the Milky Way? Like you have all these infinite stars and planets and all these black holes. What's it all mean? And what's beyond the universe, which I like to read. I like to watch a lot of TED Talk videos and whatnot. And there's this thing called string theory about multiverses. And the idea of the theory is that this is one universe we're in right now, but there's thousands, billions of other universes like ours with different dimensions that we just possibly can't even fathom in our brain. Cause I mean, we're not supposed to. And it comes down to the string theory of smaller than an atom is actually these vibrations of a string in which they're able to connect that to what's outside. It's so interesting to me. And yes, I do believe in aliens as well. There's no way, there's no other life out there. It's just impossible.
No, it's very true. So you actually sent me that, I think it was the video explaining.
Well, that was on wavelengths.
On wavelengths, yeah. And how ultimately,
that's more manifesting stuff. Yeah.
Everything. Yeah. That was with manifesting. You know, everything is made up of what? Energy or light?
Energy and light. And energy and light cannot be destroyed or
created or destroyed. But if you get to the smallest, I mean, this is getting really into it and scientific. Hopefully you guys like this stuff as much as we do. But you get to these, the very basic makeup of whatever you're talking, like human beings, this desk, this computer, whatever it is, it's an atom. And then you get smaller. Okay, what's protons, all that. What's an atom made up of? The smallest thing that you can combine to make up the parts of an atom. And ultimately, I guess all these physicists, like world-renowned physicists, have all agreed that the basic part is light. It's energy. Everything is made up of that. And this kind of goes into, if you guys believe in manifesting and law of attraction kind of stuff, why that works. Because at the end of the day, everything is just light. And but going back to space, the craziest thing, I want you guys to follow me here. Because this is the one thing that's always made my brain hurt when I try to comprehend it. And there's no way to comprehend it because, well, it just doesn't make sense. Try to, think about the universe. And the universe, they say, is constantly expanding. It's expanding at the speed of light. Well, obviously, we could never go out to the edge of the universe because it's impossible to travel faster than the speed of light unless somehow there's theories out there that, black holes, they can bend time and you can, that's a wormhole essentially. That's maybe the only way to get faster than the speed of light, theoretically. But think about right now, the edge, wherever it is out there, however many billions, trillions, quadrillions, whatever light years away it is from us. Think about if we could freeze time and we could transport ourselves to the very end of the universe right now. What would we find? Would it be just a brick wall? Because that's the end of the universe. And that's the end. There's nothing else. But that doesn't make sense because if there was a brick wall, there has to be something on the other side. There has to be something that the universe is expanding into because it can't expand into nothing, but it also can't go on forever. And I can't tell you the amount of conversations, the amount of times I've brought this up. I've talked flying, with other co-pilots, up in the air, we get into fun conversations talking about stuff like this and it doesn't make sense. And we can't fathom it, obviously, but it's like, damn, so interesting, And probably you'll never find out to the day you die of really what the answer is. But I think space is fascinating. I love flying at night, seeing shooting stars and just in awe of it. What else is out there?
There is a beauty out there. It's also very intimidating. Like it's terrifying. Space is so terrifying because
You said you wouldn't go to space, would you?
You would never catch me. I would go if I had, knock on wood, if I had a deadly illness and they were like, Dustin, you have like 2 months to live. And an opportunity came to go to space, I'd do it then. But I am
Dustin, don't say that.
I said knock on wood.
No. But no, what you just said, there's a song about that. I wish about this for everyone.
Live like you were dying.
Live like you were dying is this truly the only way to live life.
But listen though, I'm so in love with planet Earth. I have no, like it's, I just don't want to go into space. I love learning about it, but I have no desire to go. I love my feet on, I hate heights too. I love when my feet are planted on the ground. I love it. I love fresh oxygen. I love water. I love everything this planet has to offer. So I am in no hurry to ever leave in this planet. So yeah.
Honestly, it's not even like, you know, I think it'd obviously be an extraordinary adventure to go explore another planet and see what else is out there, of course. But the coolest thing for me is just the thought of weightlessness, of getting into, you know, orbit and having zero gravity.
I'll tell you another way you could do that. And we're going to go to the other topic of the ocean. So you could go into the ocean and feel no gravity as well.
It's not the same though.
Probably not. But you know, that's as close as I'm going to get to it. Let's talk about the ocean though. The ocean is very interesting, beautiful, and terrifying as well.
You know what's crazy? They say is that we know more about space than we know about our own oceans.
We don't know what's in the ocean. Guys, we don't know what's in the ocean. You know what's crazy to me? I remember we went to, where did we just go last year? When we went snorkeling?
Belize?
Yeah, we went to Belize. And just the amount of pressure, I was trying to go to the bottom of the, you know, the reef area. And it, like, you just feel this pressure in your head, like your head could just explode, right? And they say if you go further enough, you'll die from the pressure. So I was watching this documentary with Will Smith, and he took this submarine all the way down to the bottom of the ocean. And they were like, yeah, this glass cracked. You would die in like a point of a second. Like it would take no time for you to die. I don't understand. At the same time, they're down there. There's these fish. How are these fish living with this great amount of pressure? Like it's nothing. It's insane to me. I don't get
it. Because they're conditioned for it. That's the atmosphere. That's the atmosphere that they live in. And it's like, you know, they could never make it up here. They would, you see a lot of fish sometimes that are like those bottom dwellers that are constantly under that pressure that you fish and you catch them and they come out of the water and they, you know, all of a sudden their eyes are popping out of their sockets and they're inflating like crazy because now they're all that pressure that their body is conditioned to withstand is no longer there. And now they're in an atmosphere of no pressure. And so it just, you know, does this, just like we would crush under it, they do the opposite. They just kind of blow up with it. But yeah, I think it's fascinating too. Yeah, you think about, I've always been, remember we went on the show to Scotland and there was the, I was fascinated because we got to see the Loch Ness, the body of water? Is it called Loch Ness? Like Loch Ness Lake? I'm not 100% sure what it's called, but the Loch Ness Monster. We saw that body of water where that myth of that creature is, you know, legend says it lives. And you know, who knows if it truly is out there? You know, we've got some grainy, photos of it back in the day, but ocean's got to
be. There's got to be a sea creature, huge. I would almost bet my life on it. There is definitely a sea creature that has so much, like that's so big that we haven't seen yet. That it could just be so terrifying. There's got to be.
You know, one thing that's always been such a mystery is the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah, that is. What is up with this area?
Is that part of the ocean? It's fascinating. So whenever I'm able to do flights down from New York over the Atlantic and you know down to like the Caribbean, we fly what's called waters routes. And so it allows us to fly way, way offshore where there's you know less communication. Obviously, navigation signals don't necessarily work as far out. So you have other procedures that you do to fly and make those routes possible. But you fly kind of, you know, around that area. And it's always, whenever I'm flying, I'm like, huh, like what is it?
You would 100% want to adventure through that. No doubt about it.
I'm not saying that, but I'm fascinated by it. That's for sure.
If you and me were in a plane, you're like, hey, let's just do it. You would totally be like, let's just do it. Let's try it.
No, absolutely. There are old pilots and there are bold pilots. But there are no old, bold pilots.
Ooh.
That's a saying, courtesy of my dad. He's always told me that growing up. And it's very true. You don't take chances flying. But it's fascinating. It's a mystery. And yeah, a ton of mysteries on this earth we have, but I think, you know, just as many, if not more, in space. And I'm excited. I'll keep you guys updated. Obviously, we're a couple of years out. If any of you listening are interested at all in coming along on this adventure with me, Worldview Space, look it up. I got some posts on my Instagram. I'll be posting more, like I said, as the dates come, but it should be the adventure of a lifetime. And yeah, you gotta love it all. Love space, the adventure, the ocean.
Wait a minute. And before we go on this, I just saw this. I guess they've trained a fish to drive. I would not doubt that Emma would find some content like that.
What?
In a tank. A fish is driving in the tank. Holy, can we post this on the Instagram page?
Shut up.
Well, there you have it, guys. Something new every day. Emma has found a goldfish that's driving out of its fish tank down the street. Pretty insane. Pretty incredible.
No freaking way. That's a goldfish. Don't goldfish though forget like every 10 seconds what they're doing? There's no way there's no way that's real. The goldfish is just looking forward and being constantly surprised every 10 seconds when its memory wipes.
Interesting. All right, guys. That was our little topic today. It's very interesting. Space or the ocean?
Let us know though. Like, I can't be by myself on this. I did a post a couple months ago, I think, about space. And I was actually surprised that more people, I think, sided with you, Dusty, but let us know if you guys are out there for the adventure. Let's go on it together.
Or you could just chill with me and we'll sit back and watch those fools go, guys. Let's start.
All right. We'll let our third roommates pick which roommate they want to hang out with more. Okay?
It is that time, the third roommate time, one of my favorites. Actually, Pete, we were talking. I think we want to start bringing you guys on live at some point. So we have
definitely want to start doing that. I did a little guest host swap here with a podcast, How Men Think, and it was fun. It was interesting, and definitely would love to kind of do a similar thing. We kind of had, I think this was like our initial thought for our third roommate, you know, segment to, you know, interact more live. It's just, I think, been kind of hard logistically. But now that we've kind of, you know, gotten the whole routine down and I am able to still travel with my stuff, we need to start bringing you guys on live and just via a Zoom link. And you guys can ask these, you know, questions in person. It'd be great just to connect with you a little bit more personally there. So, but today we have Kim, our third roommate. She submitted her question. Hey, Bachelors in the City, Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you, Kim. Hope you and your team and families are well. Here's my third roommate question. Other than the Bachelor franchise, what is the best / your favorite reality TV show about finding love? Personal favorites of mine are MTV's Are You the One? And I think Lifetime's Temptation Island. Can't wait to hear about your fave trashy TV. Love the show and am proud to call myself a third roommate. Much love, Kim. Well, thank you so much, Kim. The love is being sent right back. Hopefully we can get you on a Zoom call here in the near future. But yeah, great question. I'll give you my answer here. I don't watch that much reality TV other than The Bachelor. That's really like the only show I've really ever watched, even before, you know, I was a part of or anything like that. I'm not the biggest TV watcher. Definitely more of a sports guy if I'm going to watch TV. But I would say it is F-Boy Island is the one that Dustin and I watched it. It's really the only other reality dating show I guess I've watched. So it has to be my answer. But I just thought it was very well done. It was very like the comedy, it was unique. Something you don't necessarily get from, I think, The Bachelor, you know, maybe any of the other kind of finding love shows. No, you know what, Dustin, what was the one? I think we watched that one together too.
The makeup artist one?
Yes. I'll let you get into that one because you were the one that got me on that. That was actually pretty good.
I don't remember the name. What was it? Something Beast.
The show, it was like the British show.
Naked Attraction?
No, something Beasts.
It's the
one where they put like really, really in-depth makeup, like prosthetics on the people.
Sexy Beast. Yeah.
Yeah, you can't tell at all.
That's a good one.
A great show, great concept. Honestly, like, you think that like, oh no, I can figure things out. I know what to look for. You think you can tell like what someone's like going to look like, and then it's just completely different. And that would be something I'd be interested in doing, that kind of thing where, I mean, it's obviously it's insane the makeup that's on there, but just truly allowing yourself to only look at someone for their heart and their personality and see if that can come out. I don't know. Have you seen the movie About Time?
I have not.
Okay, real quick, not to get off topic, but there's it's a really great movie. Rachel McAdams in it. She's one of my favorite actresses. I forgot the guy's name, but great actor as well. It's about a time traveler, essentially. All the men in the family can time travel back and forth as much as they want. And it's a secret between the men. And essentially, it's a rom-com too. It's this love story. And it's the guy goes, you know, and kind of uses that gift to help kind of, you know, get the his love, Rachel McAdams' character. But anyways, when they first meet, their first date, and this would be a really cool thing to do for like a first date, is they go to a dinner experience and him and his friend, and they meet two women, and they're matched there, and they have dinner in a completely pitch black dinner restaurant, like zero lights. And they talk, you know, for, I think in the movie, you know, a couple hours, they hit it off like crazy. Wouldn't that be so cool to do? And it's very similar to the Sexy Beast kind of concept. And then after, you know, say you really did connect, then you get revealed who the person is. I think that'd be kind of cool.
That would be cool. That's kind of like Love is Blind.
Oh, I guess, yeah. I guess all this stuff's kind of recycled in its own way, right?
Yeah, I think they're all cool. I think they're all interesting. I would have to say, though, I agree with Pete. The one that I really liked was F-Boy Island. That was really cool, really funny, interesting. Other than that, not so much a love television show, but there's a new season that's out and I'm obsessed with is Queer Eye. And these lovely people make people feel great about them, help them find their true selves where they feel confident and they learn to love themselves to be a better themselves. And I freaking love it. I can't get enough of it. Every episode I want to cry. Queer Eye. Jonathan's my favorite. Love Jonathan. Jonathan, would love to have you do my hair sometime if you want. Yeah, love that show.
All right, well, there you have it. Kim, thank you for all your support, all your love. Thank you for being a third roommate. And again, we hope to be able to FaceTime with you soon.
Adios, Kim.
Adios. We are Bachelors in the City and we are out. Bachelors in the City is hosted by me, Peter Weber.
And me, Dustin Kendrick. This podcast is produced by Red Rock Music and powered by Acast.
Our producer is Red Yoakum and our associate producer is Emma Martins.
Be sure to like and subscribe wherever you listen to the podcast. Send your voice memos to btc@redrockmusic.com. That's btc@reddrockmusic.com for your chance to be featured on the show.
And of course, follow us on Instagram at Bachelors in the City Podcast.
See you next week. Thanks for listening and sign up for our membership program to become an honorary third roommate.
Join now for $3 per month and enjoy the episodes ad-free.
Click the link in the episode description so you can move in.